This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, May 24th. God's word to you today is winning attitude. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 19, verse 8, and it says, "To acquire wisdom is to love yourself. People who cherish understanding will prosper." Proverbs 4, verse 6 from the God's Word translation says, "Do not abandon wisdom, and it will watch over you. Love wisdom, and it will protect you." The beginning of wisdom is to acquire wisdom. Acquire understanding with all that you have. Cherish wisdom, and it will raise you up. It will bring you honor when you embrace it. You can spend years paying the price for that knowledge and understanding, or stand on the shoulders of those that have gone ahead of you and thrive. It is a choice that only you can make for yourself. You're about to get into unknown territory. Find someone that has walked that path. Sit with them and learn. It is a different thing if no one has walked that path before. In that case, pay the price and heaven will give you the keys. There was a second part of the story I shared with you yesterday about the pastor I went to learn from. It is humbling for me that the same man calls me and says he is coming to Lagos with his notepad and pen to learn from me. Not in the area of church growth. He says, "In this area, you are far ahead of me. I need to come and learn it." This man has been pastoring long before I even knew I would pastor. Do not sit down there with pride. Pride kills. Go and find someone that knows better than you. Sit down and learn. Do I get an amen? Number 4, failure. The fourth source of ideas, knowledge, and understanding is failure. Learn from your failure. A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. This was Proverbs 28, verse 13, paraphrased. So never waste your failure. Use it as a fertilizer. The fourth evaluation. What is your attitude towards learning? Again, be brutal and truthful with yourself. If your attitude is, "You cannot teach an old dog new tricks," you are a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10. In other words, this is how we have been doing it. That is not a good attitude towards learning. If your attitude is that of willingness, you are open to learning, you are a 5, average. You are a 10 if you are actively looking for new ideas in every area of your life. Whether you're a doctor or a tailor, you are actively looking for new ideas. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I admit my mistakes. I confess and forsake them. Lord, please give me another chance and help me succeed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.